Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Shape Old School DNBDJ intro in Ableton Live 12 with that 90s-inspired darkness that feels grimy, functional, and ready for a proper mix-in. Think of the intro as the doorway to the tune. It should set the mood fast, give the DJ space to blend, and hint at the drop without handing over the whole track too early. That balance is what makes classic drum and bass intros feel so strong. They're not just there to fill time. They create identity. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock tools only. No fancy third-party stuff needed. Just a solid drum rack, a bit of atmosphere, some filtered bass teasing, and smart automation to make the energy rise naturally. First, set up your session in arrangement view and choose a tempo around 170 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for old-school DNB. Now decide on a 16-bar intro. That length is really useful because it gives you clean phrase points for DJ mixing. Bars 1, 9, and 17 become natural landmarks, and that makes the tune easier to work into a set. Create a few tracks to work with. You'll want a drum rack for the main break, an audio track if you want to resample or slice break texture, a MIDI track for bass hints, and maybe one atmosphere track for noise, rain, vinyl crackle, or some dark ambient texture. If you want to use reverb or delay, set up return tracks too. Now let's build the core groove. Load up a drum rack and place in your kick, snare, closed hat, open hat or ride, and any extra break percussion you've got. If you have a classic break sample, you can drag it into Ableton and slice it to a new MIDI track. If that feels like too much for now, no problem. Just build the break by hand using individual hits. Start with the backbeat. Put snares on 2 and 4. Then add a kick on beat 1 and another syncopated kick somewhere, before the next snare. Add a couple of ghost snares at very low velocity to give the groove some movement. A little hat pattern on the offbeats helps too, but keep it light. The intro should feel alive, not crowded. Here is a good beginner rule. Strong snare, steady kick, subtle ghosts, and just enough hats to give the beat shape. If the pattern feels too rigid, use the groove pool and try a little swing. Around 55-58% can bring in that NPC-style looseness. Don't overdo it, though. We want tension, not chaos. At this stage, keep the drum rack pretty dry. Avoid loading it up with heavy effects right away. A lot of beginners add too much too soon, and the groove loses its punch. In old-school DNB, the drums need to hit cleanly. Now shape the feel. Open the MIDI editor and vary the velocity, so the main snare is strong, the ghost notes are quiet, and the hats sit lower unless they need to cut through. A good starting range is around 100-127 for the main snare, 90-115 for kicks, and 20-50 for ghost snares. That velocity contrast is a big part of what makes jungle and old-school DNB feel human. You can also nudge a few notes slightly off the grid. Don't randomize everything. Just give the groove a little push and pull. A slight lean ahead or behind the beat often sounds more authentic than a perfectly locked pattern. If the drums feel stiff, apply a small amount of groove timing and velocity from the groove pool. Start gently, maybe 20-35%, and listen to how it breathes. To give the drums a bit of sampled dirt, add a tiny bit of saturation on the drum group. Ableton's saturator is perfect for this. Keep the drive modest, maybe 1-4 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. That helps the drums feel thicker and more old school without killing the transient. Next, let's add atmosphere. This is where the darkness comes in. Use a quiet layer like vinyl noise, rain, an industrial hum, or a reversed cymbal tail. Keep it subtle. The job of the atmosphere is to fill the space around the drums and create mood, not to dominate the intro. Put an auto filter on that atmosphere layer. High pass it so the low end stays clean, somewhere around 120-250 Hz. If the top end is too bright, low pass it around 6-10 Hz. A little resonance can add character, but again, keep it under control. If the sound needs more depth, add some reverb with a longish decay, but high pass the reverb return so it doesn't turn muddy. A good trick is to automate the filter cutoff very slowly over the 16 bars. Start darker and gradually open it as the intro progresses. That creates tension without a huge obvious sweep. It feels more underground, which is exactly what we want here. Now for the bass tease. This is important. Do not reveal the full bass line yet. You're only hinting at it. Use a simple stock instrument like Wavetable or Operator. Keep the patch basic at first. A simple saw or square-based sound works well. Add a low-pass filter, a bit of saturation or drum bus for grit, and use utility to keep the low end centered and mono. Program a very minimal MIDI part. Maybe a long root note or a simple two-note phrase. Bring it in after the first 4 or 8 bars, not right away. In the intro, the bass should feel like it is lurking under the surface. Filter it fairly hard, maybe somewhere in the 120 to 400 Hz range depending on the sound, and keep the volume low. If you're using Wavetable, reduce the width and unison for the intro. If you want a little movement, automate the filter opening very slightly over the last 8 bars. The idea is to make the bass feel like it's crawling toward the drop, not announcing itself early. Now let's make the intro DJ friendly with a little tension FX. A return track with echo is a great choice. Send selected snare hits or small drum fills to it. Use sync delay times like quarter notes or eighth notes, and keep the feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the delays so it stays dark and doesn't clutter the groove. Reverb can work too, but be careful. In this style, too much reverb can wash out the punch. Keep it subtle and dark. You can also use autopan on a noise layer or hat to create movement, as long as it stays restrained. A classic move is to automate a snare delay throw on the last hit of every 4 or 8 bars. That creates a neat little tension cue. You don't need a giant riser if the groove is doing the work. One smart delay throw can be enough to make the section feel alive. Let's shape the arrangement. A strong old-school DNB intro often works in 4-bar chapters. For bars 1 to 4, keep it stripped back. Drums only. Let the groove establish itself. For bars 5 to 8, bring an atmosphere and maybe a couple of extra ghost hits or percussion details. For bars 9 to 12, introduce the filtered bass tease. For bars 13 to 16, let the filter open a little more, add a small fill, and point toward the drop. That kind of structure feels intentional and very mixable. It gives the DJ room to work, while still building tension for the listener. Now, before the drop, add a small fill in bar 15 or 16. Keep it short. Maybe a snare flam, a quick tom hit, a chopped break slice, or a reversed crash leading into the downbeat. The fill should set up the drop, not steal the spotlight. You can do this with drum rack note editing, a tiny bit of beat repeat, or just by duplicating and shifting a snare hit. A little delay throw on the final hit can also make the transition feel bigger. Then, right as the drop lands, open the bass fully and remove the filter so the track comes in with impact. Now check the mix. Use EQ8 and utility to keep things clean. High pass the atmosphere layer so it doesn't fight the kick. Keep bass hints mono, and make sure they're not too bright. If the drums feel boxy, try a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, gently soften the top end. One important thing, leave headroom. The intro does not need to be loud yet. If you make it too hot, the drop will feel smaller. Let the intro breathe so the next section can really hit. Here's a simple way to test your work while building. Solo the drums first. Then add the atmosphere. Then bring in the bass tease. Finally, listen to the full intro. This helps you hear what each layer is actually doing. If something feels weak, don't immediately add more. First try shortening a drum note, lowering a ghost hit, removing some low end from the atmosphere, or slowing down a filter automation curve. Often the fix is subtraction, not addition. If you want a more authentic 90s feel, don't polish everything too much. Slight imperfections in the groove are part of the character. Let a few hits lean a little. Keep the edge. That's where the vibe lives. A nice upgrade, if you want it, is to resample the intro once the groove is working. Record 4 to 8 bars to audio, then cut and rearrange tiny pieces. That can add grime and make the whole thing feel more like a chopped break recording than a clean programmed loop. Very jungle, very effective. You can also try swapping the drum feel every 4 bars. For example, keep bars 1 to 4 sparse, add an open hat or ride in bars 5 to 8, bring in extra kick pickups in bars 9 to 12, and then add a short fill or extra percussion in bars 13 to 16. That gives motion without overcrowding the intro. If you want a darker edge, try a quiet metallic layer under select snare hits, or add a very subtle pitch movement on a reversed hit. Tiny details like that can make the intro feel haunted and more alive. Final tip. Always think like a DJ. Ask yourself, can someone beat match into this cleanly? Is there enough space? Is the low end controlled? Does the intro suggest power without revealing the full weaponry? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. So to recap, build a broken drum groove, add subtle movement with velocity and swing, layer in a dark atmosphere, tease the bass with a filtered hint, and use automation to create a slow rise in tension. Keep the intro mix friendly, keep the low end clean, and let the drums lead the way. That's how you shape an old-school DNB DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels 90s inspired, dark, and ready for the mix. Now it's your turn to build one. Keep it gritty, and make that opening bar hit with authority.